Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we got to the part of the message here this morning, amen. And I once again want to thank all of y'all for being here this beautiful Sunday morning, amen. It really, really makes me happy, amen. Once again, there'll be food downstairs after the service, and me and the guys have a plan A, plan B, plan C. Plan C is, if many of you don't stay back, we're cool, because we're going to take whatever is left over, we're going to the streets and giving it to the homeless, amen? So just bless us, amen? So we had a Holy Ghost time yesterday, and just idea after idea kept coming, and that's what takes place when you're in the presence of the Lord, expecting Him to use you, amen? As we get into the Word here this morning, as we go to the book of John, I believe the Lord has given me a message for this day. You're going to get a Bible study, amen, so you're going to have to listen. It's a little Bible study, but if you're here for the first time, I believe the message will be still simple enough for you to understand it and to respond, amen, to the still voice of the Lord, amen. In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 11 through 18, as we read. The Bible reads, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. 14, the Lord repeats himself and says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Father, we thank you, we love you, give you all the glory and honor for this beautiful start, this beautiful morning. We thank you for we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for the youth gang, God's anointed now generation, that did a great job to display in what's taking place in the realms of the spiritual. We also thank you for the sisters that sang a beautiful song this morning, Lord Father God. And just as you were able to use them, Lord Father God, I pray that you speak this morning through your word. That you go knocking on everybody's heart this day saying you have a task for them. You got a job for them to fulfill in the building of the kingdom of God. Let this day be a day that you speak. Let this day be a day, Lord, that your people answer the call. In your precious name we pray. And we all say in one accord, amen. The kids are going to have a great time. They have all kinds of stuff planned for the kids, amen. It's kind of quiet in here without the kids here. Amen. I hope the neighbors are awake, because if they're not, they're going to be now. Amen. Here, Jesus is making a comparison between himself, the good shepherd, versus the hired hand shepherd. here the Lord is making a comparison, saying that he is the good shepherd. Amen. And that the hired hand shepherd is not that good of a shepherd. Amen. He makes a comparison to us here this morning that he is a good shepherd. Amen. In verse 12 and 13, he speaks about the hired hand shepherd. And the Bible reads that the hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. So here the Lord's making a comparison about him being the good shepherd, and then there's the hired hand shepherd. The Bible says that the hired hand shepherd, just as the good shepherd Jesus, was able to see the wolf coming at a distance, had time to make whatever adjustments that needed to be made to protect the sheep. But the Bible says, as the hired hand saw the wolf coming, that he abandoned the sheep and ran away. Why? The Bible says the sheep don't belong to him. How many know this morning that we belong to the good shepherd that has resurrected this day? Amen? And sometimes we need to be reminded on how good the good shepherd is within our lives. Whether it's in the valley times where everything's going good, we can sometimes, when everything's going good, lose track of the good shepherd because everything's going good. And there's sometimes in those valley times, those hard times, those very difficult seasons, that we too can lose track of the good shepherd and get focused in what the enemy's doing. But here this day, Jesus wants to reassure us. He wants to bring back into remembrance that he's the same good shepherd that took you out of addiction, that took you out of prison here today. The Bible says that he don't change. He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. His name is Jesus, and he wants to be noticed this day because he's a resurrected Jesus. At times we can act like he's dead and miss the opportunity to know that the good shepherd is with us. I want to speak this morning on three wolves that threaten to destroy us. Three wolves. Three wolves that threaten to destroy your life and my life. Three wolves I'm going to be speaking about. Amen? And the first wolf is the wolf of sin. Is the wolf of sin. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the first wolf is the wolf of sin that wants to destroy us. Amen? So the first wolf is the wolf of sin. Left unattended, will destroy you. That wolf of sin is real. The second wolf is the wolf of death. The wolf of death. And this second wolf is very real also. Death is a great destroyer, I put here on my notes. It attacks the great and the small, the rich and the poor, man or woman, every race. So the first wolf is the wolf of sin. The second wolf is the wolf of death. The third wolf is the wolf of judgment, judgment day. Second Peter 3:7 says, by the same word that presents heaven and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. So we're going to break down three different wolves that are real. We need to know this morning that these three wolves, once again I say with a high importance, are real. How many know that sin is real? It's a wolf. Here the Bible says that when the hired hand, the hired shepherd, seen the wolf coming from a distance, that he ran for his own life. How many know that the second wolf of death is real? And how many believe that there's coming a judgment day? That third wolf is real. Romans 3:23, the Bible says, for all have sinned. This is important to each and every one of us. The first wolf of sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, using simple scriptures. This includes each and every one of us, whether you're doing good or bad here this morning. This wolf of sin deals with each and every one of us. But as I continue to get into the message, tell your neighbor, don't worry, pastor's going to mellow out a little bit and the good news is going to come. Some of you are saying, what the heck, man? It's Easter Sunday. He's preaching about sin, death, and judgment. The second wolf is death and judgment. I'm going to put these two together with the book of Hebrews 9:27. Death and judgment. Hebrews 9:27 reads, just as man is destined to die. How many know unless the Lord beats us to the punch, we're all going to die one day or another. Amen? There's no way around it. Just like sin, death awaits us all. Death awaits us all. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. So once again, these three wolves are very important. And they're wolves that are destroying this planet called Earth. The wolf of sin, the wolf of death, and the wolf of judgment. There's no way around these three wolves. You're going to have to meet up with each and every one of them. There's no way around it. A good job ain't going to do it. A pretty girlfriend ain't going to do it. Really, really knowing your pastor ain't going to cut it. If you really know me, I'll probably give you another 10 wolves. But I'm just giving 3 here this Easter Sunday. All these wolves are upon us. Whether we've been naughty or we've been good. There's no way we can shake these 3 wolves from our lives. And each one are there to destroy the work of the enemy. But thank Jesus for the price he paid at the cross. Thank God for his word that he would raise his son on the 3rd day. That today is Resurrection Sunday. I want to let you know this day that Wolf 1, Sin, Wolf 2, Death, Wolf 3, Judgment have all been conquered. Tell your neighbor they've all been conquered through the cross. They're still living, but they've been conquered. Tells me that if we all fall short and we're all appointed a time of death and judgment, tells me we all need a Savior called Jesus. We all need a Savior this day. A Savior this morning with resurrection power that is able to forgive us of our sins, of our actions. We all need a Savior this day. Remember, Jesus compares himself to a hired hand shepherd. He says, I don't run. We need to be brought to remembrance this day that we have a good shepherd looking over us. That's looking out for the wolf of sin. That's looking out for the wolf of death. That's looking out for the wolf of judgment. As Jesus would look at these 3 wolves, he would say, these 3 wolves are too powerful for my sheep. As a good shepherd, I need to do something, and I need to do it quick. How many have been overpowered at one time or another by sin? Have been overpowered by death at one time or another? I OD'd 15 times. But even though I was in the shade, I had a good shepherd looking out for me that was saving me before I even got saved. Because he's a good shepherd. We need to know that Jesus has been good to us and he's going to continue to be good to us. We cannot allow the wolf of sin, the wolf of death, and the wolf of judgment to take us off track here this day. We have a good shepherd. A shepherd of compassion and power and forgiveness. The day I gave my life to the Lord, he forgave me for all my sins. It took my mother about 4 or 5 years to forgive me. But Jesus forgave me the very second I allowed him into my life. Because the wolves were over my life. The wolf of sin and death and judgment were all over my life, ready to take me straight to hell. But there's a good shepherd here this morning that dealt with all these 3 wolves. Verse 12 says, in John 10 says, the hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. Jesus was able to see these 3 wolves coming when we were lost and bound. He was able to see them coming, that were coming. He says, I got to do something, and I got to do it fast. They're lost. They're bound. They're deceived. They need a Savior. Nothing they'll do on their best day can get rid of that wolf of sin, death, and judgment. So Jesus, as the hired hand was able to see the wolf coming but yet running, Jesus was able to see these wolves coming. The Father was able to see these wolves coming, and they put a plan together for you and I. Being that he was a good shepherd, he went toe to toe with these three wolves by the way of the cross. By the way of the cross. By laying down his life on the cross, he took on wolf number one, our sins. By laying his life down on the cross, he took on wolf number two, our death. By laying his life down, because he's a good shepherd, on the cross, he took on our judgment, wolf number three. He drove these three wolves away from our lives and unto his life. What we deserve, Jesus took it upon his life, his body, on the cross. He laid his life down for you and I because he's a good shepherd. The truth is being preached here this morning. You need to apply it for it to set your life free, because nobody can go toe-to-toe with these three wolves. There's no way around them. Jesus took our sins upon the cross. The death that we should have took on, he took upon the cross. The judgment, the righteous judgment that we should have received, Jesus took it upon the cross, upon his life. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 and 25 reads, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. You Christians, the tree represents the cross. So that we may die to sins and live righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd, the overseer of your souls. Tell your neighbor, Jesus got your back. Tell your neighbor, you don't need to look back. You just need to know he got your back. But it don't end there. If it did, we would still have a great problem. Yes, the three wolves of destruction would be conquered by the way of the cross, but the sheep would be left without a shepherd. Jesus is dead. The three wolves are dead. Wolf of sin, death, and judgment. Jesus is dead. He's in the tomb. Though these three wolves were conquered, three dead wolves and a dead shepherd called Jesus. Almost sounds like a draw. In chess, they call it a stalemate, where nobody wins. Where nobody wins. You got to see the scene. The three wolves are dead, sin, death, and judgment. But Jesus is also dead. 1 Peter 2, 24 and 25 says that he took on our sins, our death, our judgment. But if it was to end there, the sheep would be left shepherdless. Let's get back to the Word of God here this morning. When everything I put here in your life seems not to be working out, you feel you ain't making any advancements, you got to get back to the Word of God. Tell your neighbor, get back to the Word of God, the Word of truth. It don't end there. Tell your neighbor, it don't end there. It don't end with three bad wolves and a dead shepherd called Jesus. It don't end there. It don't end there. We need to get back to the Word. We need to know the Word to know that it don't end there. John 10, 17 and 18, let's get back to the Word. The Bible reads, the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Tell your neighbor, you better ask somebody. Jesus resurrected. He didn't leave us shepherdless. He just didn't pay the price and leave us shepherdless. But on his own accord, in obedience to the Father, he laid down his life because he knew the Father gave him an authority to take up his life. He knew some punches were going to be thrown. He knew he was going to get hit. He knew he was going to have to die. But he also knew that the Father had given him a command that not only was he able to lay down his life, but he was able to resurrect. He was able to take his life up again. What's the new movie out, Batman or Superman? Batman ain't got nothing on Jesus. If you can believe in Batman, you must believe in Jesus here this morning. I had all kinds of people going to a midnight show, and I said, oh my God, will they be at church tomorrow? They had to go see Batman. The first viewing of it. We have the DNA of Jesus to lay down our lives for the lost and the bound by our accord, through obedience. We have authority to lay down our lives for the lost and the bound. But we also have the DNA of Jesus, once again, to get back up. Resurrection power is here this morning to get back up. It's in our DNA to get back up. Because we serve a good shepherd that has it all worked out, all laid out, that went the distance for you and I. There's times in laying down our lives for the loss that we will take a hit, a real good hit. I have all kinds of them, man. I feel them right now. Those are my physical ones. Then I got the spiritual ones on top of that. And I'm saying, is that wolf 1 and 2 and 3 still around, or have they been conquered? There's times in laying down our lives for the lost and the bound that we will take a hit. My word to you here this morning is get up. It's resurrection day. You and I have the same spirit that Jesus had on the day of resurrection. We have the authority of Jesus in our life to lay it down and to take it up. Get up here this morning. It's resurrection day. The three wolves of sin, death, and judgment have been dealt with by Jesus. They've been dealt with. But too many times our past keeps those three wolves alive. Christianity is not merely being saved from these three wolves called sin, death, and judgment. Christianity is not merely being saved from sin, death, and judgment. In John chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, this is me in a nutshell right here. We got to read between the lines. The Bible reads, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. Well, of course, he knows all things, right? But he goes on to say, and my sheep know me. Ooh. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Jesus did not only pay the price of our sin, death, and judgment of what we deserved, but he also resurrected on the third day because he wants a relationship with you and I, because he is a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He has a plan. He has a purpose for your life. He's a good shepherd. And sometimes the good shepherd operates in a way at times that we don't understand, but we just need to know that he's a good shepherd, period. But period. Talking about a true relationship, it don't end there. So he says that he knows his sheep, but in 14, and that his sheep know him. Wow, that's good stuff right there. But look at the comparison he makes. Verse 15, just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. He's making a comparison on not only how much he knows us, but how much we can know him. He compares it to the relationship that he has with the Father and that the Father has with him. Wow. We can truly have an intimate relationship with the Lord that can be compared to the relationship that Jesus has with the Father. Who, me? Yes, you. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know the stuff I did. That's called sin. Been conquered at the cross. But Pastor, man, you don't know what I've been through, man. Conquered at the cross. But Pastor, you don't know the way I was conquered at the cross. Jesus is saying through his resurrection power, through his word and his love for you and I, because he is the good shepherd, that we can have an intimate relationship with him as he has with the Father. I'm telling you, when I get in my office, it's just a buzz in there where I can sit all day long in there. A relationship. And here Jesus compares not only how much he knows us, but how much we know him. And he compares it with his relationship that he has with the Father. You can have a relationship in the midst of the ups and downs because he's a good shepherd. He knows what you need when you need it. And he don't run like the hired hand shepherd when the wolf comes. If anything, we serve a good shepherd that runs to us, But in the midst of trouble, in the midst of chaos, a lot of times we just can't see him, but he's right there. He's right there. Just like the place there when homeboy would go like that and all the demons went flying, amen? You know, my boy's been doing that in the house for 7 straight days. And when he goes like that, you got to fall down. He took the little demon mask to the house, man. He says, the demon, this is one of the hardest things to draw. I was like, man, give me that mask over here, man. You're going too far with that, man. Relationship. He not only died and raised on the third day to take the sins of the world and the death and the judgment that righteously should have come to us, but he also resurrected on the third day to have a relationship with you and I, to reconcile us and take us to the Father. There's a purpose in your life here this beautiful Sunday Easter morning. And I don't care where you've been, what you've done. The cross has conquered every mistake you ever made. The cross has conquered every mistake you'll ever make in the future. I always thought it just covers BC, before Christ. What was in the past that I did wrong? But nah, the power of the cross, amen, goes even into our future mistakes. That's a good place to say amen. But in verse 15 at the end, 15, he says, just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And he puts there, I lay down my life for the sheep. He said it over and over. He repeats that he lays his life down for the sheep, which is, represents you and I here this morning. Question. If the Lord knows us, and we can get to a place to know him where he can compare it as his relationship with the Father, we get to know Jesus that intimately. He says, and I lay down my life for the sheep. So my point is this. If we can get to know him, if he laid down his life for us, why then can't we lay down our lives for Jesus? We have his DNA, not only to lay it down and take it up and resurrect, but we also have his DNA to lay our lives down for the lost and the bound. It's in you. It's in me. It's what drives me, the lost and the bound. It's what allows me to stay on board no matter what's going on. I have a DNA of Jesus within my life for the lost and the bound that continues to stir my life on a daily basis. The Bible says to be Christ-like. And I believe the Lord this morning is looking for some men, women, and youth that are willing on their court to lay your life down for this city. Are you going to take some hits? Yes, you are. See, most pastors wouldn't touch, they wouldn't say that part right there. And God's going to bless you. You're going to prosper. You're going to be making, you know, over 6 figures and this and that. I see a car. It's red. Yes, yes. It's a sports car. It's a sports car. It's fully loaded. Thus says the Lord. I want to let me know who is that I was speaking to them. 20 people, hands are going because they all want the red sports car. The DNA of Victory Outreach International is for the lost and the bound. It's the same heartbeat that Jesus had while he was on the cross. He says, for the joy set before him, that he took on the cross for the joy set before him. While we were still lost and bound, Jesus paid the price in full. We have within us the DNA of Jesus to lay our life down. We have within us to take, we have a DNA to take a good hit. And we've all proved that running with the devil, being able to take a hit on a daily basis. We took any hit and every hit, the hit of divorce, the hit of losing our children, the hit of going to prison. We took all these hits. And we kept getting up. We kept getting up because we wanted to continue to get high. We still wanted what we wanted. You see, we have a DNA with us, even when we were in darkness, how to get back up. But that DNA of darkness has been conquered. We now take on the true DNA of getting up. It's called the resurrection power of Jesus. The resurrection power of Jesus. He's a good shepherd. And he's going to come through because he's a good shepherd. It don't end there, tell your neighbor. It don't end there. Somebody's saying, Pastor, is that the last? It don't end there? Yes, it is. Because the chili beans are kind of coming in through the vents right now, and I can smell them right now. What you're smelling is that they're free. Verse 16 reads, and getting ready to close. So Jesus took care of the three bad wolves. He resurrected, not just take care of the sin and the death and the judgment, but he also resurrected to have a relationship with us. That we would get to know him and his word, to know what the word has to say about whatever we are going through right now. Sometimes we got to get back to what Jesus says instead of what the enemy's saying, instead of what our mind's saying, instead of what other people are saying. Sometimes we got to go back to the truth. So here Jesus got to a place where he took care of the sin, the death, the judgment. He gets us to a place of having a relationship. He gets us to a place of laying our lives down for the lost and the bound. And then he says, verse 16, victory outreach. The Bible reads, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. In other words, they're going to get saved. They're going to hear the word of the Lord like we did. Even though they're still out there lost and bound, they belong to Jesus. But he wants us to put a little work in. So he says there's still some sheep left out there that need to be saved. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. He's telling the church, Victor Outreach here this morning, that he went to the cross with purpose, not just to pay for the sins of the world, but to have an intimate relationship with us, to get us to a place where we will lay our lives down for the lost and the bound, to get us to a place to trust in him and get us to a place and taking a hit. He said, okay, now it's time to go to the streets. It's time to go to where the lost and the bound are at. I have other sheep that still need to be saved. Matthew 28, 18 and 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority. How many know that Jesus has all authority? Amen? Another scripture says that he has given us all authority. But when you don't get to know him, you don't know about that authority and the promises and the word that he's talking about. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. He's proving that through the resurrection. We know that he's a good shepherd. Then Jesus came to them. Who's that? His disciples. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything, teaching them how to lay it down. Tell your neighbor, lay it down. I don't want to. Last time I did this happened and that. Lay it down. We were willing to lay it down back in the days. Pastor, we're in church right now. That's right. Lay down. Teaching them everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. As the worship team makes their way up, all authority has been given to me, Jesus says. We talking resurrection power. We're talking the power of the cross, the power of the precious blood of Jesus that has taken care of all the three wolves. It's okay to take a hit. We need to know that we have the authority to take it back up again, to get back up again. It's in our DNA. We're not those that are just, I'm going to just stay here. Nah, man, it's like, you feel like doing it, and you're getting tugged like the thing, the play they had up here. And Jesus goes, everybody goes flying. And then Terrence, man, I said, oh, my God. All the people were laid out right here, and he was right here. And I said, love, he's going to land on them when he jumps. He can't see them. That dude cleared him by 20 feet, man. I was like, voila! He came in and nobody into the rehab. Cuckoo, he's still cuckoo. But man, the fire of Jesus has come into his life. It came into his life so powerful. He was even willing to play the part of the devil. Amen. Resurrection power. Man, if you'd have done that in Hollywood, you'd be a stuntman. You'd be making big bucks. Like I tell my other brother, I got half the money coming when you become that stuntman. Amen. The dude landed up there, man. I said, was that demonic? Or was that resurrection power? We're going to go with the second one. It was resurrection power that says, I'm getting back up. Ain't no wolf going to keep me down that has been already defeated. Don't let a defeated wolf keep you down. Don't let a defeated wolf keep you down. Man, I feel like trying that. Man, I told Felipe, brother got hops. We know the black brother can jump, man, but that guy, that was like that NBA stuff, man. Spuds, little 5-foot spuds, slam dunk contest. Cape was flying and everything. That's Batman right there, guys. We're going to call him Superman from here on out. How many of us were flying like that for the devil when we were running lost and bound and crazy and all that? But now we're in Jesus and we just want to